Indulge me in a little sesquicentennial sentiment about my favorite jurist.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
150 years ago this month, Supreme Court Justice Louis D. Brandeis was born in Louisville, the son of immigrants from Czechoslovakia. He was graduated from Harvard Law School with some of the highest grades ever received there. He was named to the Supreme Court by President Wilson as his first Jewish and his most liberal member. If he is remembered for nothing else, he is remembered for discovering a constitutional right to privacy, which became the underpinning of the right to abortion. But there is more. Brandeis upheld the right of an individual to think as you will and to speak as you think, even against the government. He enunciated a right to be left alone by the government as the right most valued by civilized men. He held that decency, security, and liberty require that government officials be subjected to the same rules of conduct that are commands to the citizen. He asserted that the doctrine of separation of powers was adopted not to promote efficiency, but to preclude the exercise of arbitrary power. And on an issue hotly debated during the Roosevelt New Deal days, he held that there must be power in the states and in the nation to remold through experimentation our economic practices and institutions. And a few other lines from Brandeis. The best disinfectant is sunshine. The most important political office is that of the private citizen. And finally, those who won our independence did not fear political change. They did not exalt order at the cost of liberty. And oh yes, full disclosure, I hold an honorary degree from Brandeis University. This is Daniel Shore.